AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A massive power outage in San Francisco left people stuck in elevators in a number of buildings. Fire and rescue crews responding to some 20 such calls. Restaurants across the city had to close, with owners scrambling to protect the food.
We're packing up food right now and trying to save whatever we can. Hopefully the power turns on later and the food that we're packing into our fridges is saved.
Power company officials say they hope to shortly have the electricity restored to all the city. President Trump, in an interview with the AP's Julie Pace, says Iran isn't living up to the terms of its nuclear deal.
The president has taken to saying that Iran is not following through with the spirit of the nuclear agreement. So I tried to ask him a little bit about what that meant. What aren't they living up to? And he really focused not on their compliance with the nuclear accord and the actual nuclear provisions, but on Iran's other destabilizing activity across the Middle East. He said that that is not in keeping with the spirit of the agreement.
During the interview, Trump also said young people brought to this country illegally should rest easily, since his immigration policy is focused on criminals, not the so-called dreamers. President also says his tax reform package is due out next week.
This regulatory reduction is a first step toward a tax reform that reduces rates, provides relief to our middle class, and lowers our business tax, which is one of the highest in the world.
A federal judge says she will not block two inmates from being executed next week in Arkansas, rejecting the men's claims that their poor health could make the lethal injections especially painful. U.S. District Judge Christine Baker denied the request to stop the executions for Jack Jones and Marcel Williams, which are scheduled for Monday night. Last night, Liddell Lee was executed in Arkansas's first execution since 2005. This is AP Radio News. A jury in Memphis, Tennessee, finds businessman Mark Giannini not guilty of rape.
We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty of count one of the indictment. 21 April 2017, my signature.
Giannini had been accused of raping a woman when she came to his house for a job interview. His attorney, Steve Farisi, argued that sex was consensual, and during his closing statement, he told the jury that women are, quote, especially good at lying, quote, because they're the weaker sex. Memphis Area Women's Council Executive Director Deborah Klebb calls that comment absolutely despicable. Federal judge imposes the longest sentence ever in the U.S. for a cybercrime case to the son of a member of the Russian parliament, convicted of hacking into more than 500 U.S. businesses, stealing millions of credit card numbers. The man has been sentenced to 27 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.